Hey everybody, it's Bradley Benner with the TreeCare HQ Climb to Profit podcast, and today's show is called How to Find What Insurance Do I Actually Need for a Tree Service Company and Protect Your Future. But before I get started, if you're a tree care professional ready to level up your business and marketing, then let's chat. Schedule a short no-obligation call at tech.treecarehq.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Let me ask you, are you a tree service owner confused by all the insurance options out there? It seems like everywhere you turn, there's another policy, another piece of paperwork, and another bill. But here's the thing. Knowing exactly what you need is the difference between peace of mind and a disaster that could take you out of business overnight. Today, I'm breaking it down in simple terms so you know what insurance is absolutely necessary for your company and how to make sure your future is protected. Accidents, big or small, happen more than you think in this industry. We work with heavy equipment, chainsaws, and heights. One wrong move and someone's house, car, or body is on the line. If you don't have the right insurance, you could be risking everything you've worked to build, lawsuits, medical costs, equipment losses. Those aren't just numbers on paper. Those are threats to your livelihood. The first step to protecting your business is answering the question, what insurance do I actually need for a tree service company? Let's talk must-haves. First, general liability insurance. This is non-negotiable. If your crew drops a tree on a client's shed, this covers you. Next up, workers' compensation. If you've got employees putting in time on the job, this one's required in most places, and it covers medical bills if someone gets hurt while working. And don't forget commercial auto. Your personal car insurance isn't going to cover that chip or truck if it ends up in a fender bender on the way to a job site. Make sure every vehicle tied to your business is listed. Now, if you really want to get serious about your protection, consider a couple of extras. Inland marine insurance is a game changer for high-value tools and equipment, even when they're not on your main property. And an umbrella policy bumps up your coverage limits and gives you a safety net when other policies max out. Plus, this is key, talk to your insurance agent about any local requirements or unique risks in your area. Coverage can vary, and you don't want to get caught with your guard down. Here's your action step for today. Sit down and make a quick list. What services do you offer? What employees do you have? And what vehicles are you using? Then call an insurance agent who knows this industry. Ask them straight up, what insurance do I actually need for a tree service company like mine? Yet this step ensures you're not paying for coverage you don't need or missing the protections you do. This has been Bradley Benner with the Tree Care HQ Climb to Profit podcast. Rise up and rake in. Let's grow and scale your tree care business. If you're a tree care professional ready to level up your business with proven tree service marketing and growth strategies, let's chat. Schedule a short, no-obligation call with me, Bradley Benner, at tech.treecarehq.com. No hard sales tactics, just a conversation to explore how we can help you dominate your local market and book more jobs. Book it now at tech.treecarehq.com.